This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
You can call us at 1-855-LAW-RADIO. Talk to us about any legal issues that are going on. There's so many things happening. We are a politically neutral radio law talk. We'd like to lay out both sides. That is a little bit of a breath of fresh air from all the political talk out there. We like to have fun and banter a little bit with the latest cases. As we always say, we would never be here without a few people. Johnny Depp is one, because Johnny Depp's always got a lawsuit going somehow. Not always, but it seems like sometimes.
I heard from a listener this last week who listens to us on a regular basis and said it's just refreshing not to hear all the political stuff. You tune into every talk radio show out there, and they're all talking about what's going on. And by the time you're listening to the 6 o'clock talk radio shows, you've heard the same things regurgitated probably a dozen times.
Exactly right.
This is different.
And they do, but we have a lot of stations that do ask us to go 3x5. That means 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. And we look at each other going, we're not making enough money. In fact, we don't make hardly any money in this show, so therefore we're not going to do that. But we enjoy doing it. This is fun for...
But when we do, 3x5, here we come.
That's right. We're going to come hard. We're going to come hard and fast. So, we're excited about Radio Law Talks moving forward.
Honestly, the reason we haven't gone 3x5 is we haven't found a commercial deodorant that is reliable enough to allow the three of us to be in the same room for 3 hours and not be offensive.
Speak for yourself.
No.
Oh. Yeah. We knew that was coming. Today, hey, we're going to have another case or no case, speaking of that. We are going to talk about a little bit about the NFL TV rights is going to the Supreme Court. We're going to talk a little bit about Weinstein. We've got some other legal topics to talk about, but the two most important thing we do this final hour of our show is we do what's called quick takes. We're going to say what we think out of all the time we talk, what is the most important thing that you should take from our 3 hours here. Now, I know we're not supposed to say we're 3 hours, because some, thank you very much, those radio stations out there carry us 1, 2, or 3 hours, but go live to www.radiolawtalk.com and you can listen live. So if your station carries it for 1 hour or 2 hours or all three, you can still go and listen live to our show Pacific Time, 9 to noon.
You can also go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and listen to podcasts. And you can search the podcast by subject matter. So if you have a particular interest in something we've talked about in the past, look at the podcast and listen.
Yeah, don't type in Weinstein, because it'll all come up like somebody will be scrolling for about an hour.
Yep, and Johnny Depp.
Oh my gosh! So, and the final thing is that you have to understand is the case or no case. We get to 50 points, and the first one to 50 points are between the three of us. The other two co-hosts have to buy a dinner of their choice at wherever they want to go.
Or something.
I don't want to do the something, because I worry about what Todd will pick.
And Todd's halfway there.
Yeah, so Todd's ahead of us, and that's why we're trying to catch up with Todd, Denise, and I. Remember, when we do case or no case, it's Cal is either tricking us and there's no case, or it is a case, and we have to say what the verdict is. So, Cal, let's roll.
Case. Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
No, right. Not really. I've been losing so much.
True. Today, I take you into the world of foot fashion.
Ooh.
Christian Louboutin makes very nice and expensive shoes. So does Yves Saint Laurent. Red pumps with red soles, both of them. Yves Saint Laurent said they have patented and reserved red pumps with red soles as a copyrighted design. But as soon as Yves Saint Laurent came out with their red on red pumps, Louboutin called the legal department and said, "Stop them, please, for that is our shoe design." And so, Denise, I get to go to you first here. What do you think?
I think that's kind of apropos that you want to be first.
I would think so, yeah.
So,
case or no case?
Oh, that just
red
sounds...
on red. This is red shoes with the bottom of the soles red.
Red.
Yeah.
And not necessarily the top of the shoe red.
Yep, red on red. It's
okay,
a red on red
so
design. That was the fight.
The
yeah.
one that I don't know who claims that they first created...
Louboutin.
Louboutin.
And Yves Saint Laurent came out with their version, and Louboutin said, "I do not think so, monsieur."
Wait a minute, what is that again? Repeat that.
No, I do not think so, monsieur.
Monsieur. All right,
Louboutin.
So, designer fashions, you can actually protect your designer fashions.
Even if it seems obvious,
right? Yeah, even if it's something as simple as a red pump on the bottom. And I know what you're talking about. Everybody wears them because they stand out as a very significant, expensive designer
it's
shoe.
A very hot style and very
yes.
expensive, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that there was no copyright. They didn't perfect their design patent or whatever it is that protects this. I don't do that type of law, but it could be patent. It could be copyright. I'm going to say that there was no copyright and that red is just too common of a color so that they lose.
Well, there is the country song, "Blue Ain't Your Color," but it doesn't apply here. Mr. Penny, what say you about the red-on-red pump?
It's a scenario, but not a case. Move on. Go to Todd.
Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Boy, they have both taken what I was going to say. So the question is, who do I want to hitch my wagon to?
Tough one, huh?
I am going to say that I will, even though I did this in the first hour and it cost me dearly, I'm going to go with red. This is a scenario, but this ended up being no case.
That's really interesting.
Oh, can I say something?
You may, madam.
Because I give a lot of credibility to Todd and to Fred, because I think they did it right. It's not a case. You just did this so you could do your French accent.
It is true. Wait a minute.
The French accent.
Denise, what did you said it was a case, right?
I did, and I said that Louis Vuitton lose.
That's fascinating. It's just fascinating to hear you guys figure this all out.
How much time do we have? Can we tease this or not?
I'm just looking. We got 13:45. Yeah, we got 2 minutes here, so we can do this right now. So I'm going to resolve this matter. For those of you who say it was not a case, raise your hands, please. That would be Fred and Todd.
Todd, don't hit your wagon, Denise. Denise is smarter.
I know now.
Well, now you tell him. Okay, now here's the deal on this whole thing. This is a fascinating case because it seems counterintuitive. So what happened is the Battle of the Red Shoes was one of the most tediously drawn-out legal battles in the fashion industry ever.
What year was it, Cal?
In the late 1900s, I believe.
Oh, okay.
90s. Before the turn of the century. Louboutin filed the suit. A New York federal court finally held that the red sole trademark is valid on all shoes except for red over red. The judge said that's too obvious, and he said good news for Louboutin. The ruling applies only to Yves Saint Laurent, but to all footwear designers. Anybody can now do a red over red, and there's nothing Louboutin can do about it. Louboutin got their way. Yves Saint Laurent, they got a bunch of legal bills. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Wow.
Or no case. Over red shoes, no less. But it was a big deal, apparently. Big, big deal.
Well, good job, Cal. So that is 2 points for Denise.
Yep.
I've got 0 points. No.
You've been skunked, man.
I got 0 points this whole day.
Yeah.
It is not a good day for me.
No. And Todd got two.
Two. So I'm way behind. What is it, Denise? How bad is it?
Todd's at 25. I'm at 19, and you're at 14. So it's not that bad.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the NFL heads to the Supreme Court about TV rights. And when it comes to TV in the NFL, that's just a few bucks,
that's
Cal.
That's the mother's milk of the league.
Just a few bucks.
I mean, it is.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't leave us.
Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here. You stay there.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny. Radio Law Talk.
Oh,
Hello. Okay, here we are. Here we are. Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks here. Cal Hunter. Cal, how are you? I didn't ask this when we got started today. Yeah. How are you doing, Cal?
Really well, thank you. How about yourself?
You know, outstanding, like a farmer in his field.
Yes,
you
exactly,
know, just don't just trot out all the bad dad jokes. NFL, we talked about that. Denise, I don't know if you had a chance to really dig into this NFL case about what's going on here, but anytime we talk about a case, it's either liberty or money. For the most part, it's either somebody's going to go to jail or somebody's got to write a check.
Or somebody's going to get told they have to do something.
Yeah, somebody's getting told.
I think it's three kinds of relief, right?
Yes, and with this NFL case, as soon as the Super Bowl is over in 2020, the NFL has a case that's going to be heading, I believe, to the Supreme Court to decide an issue that deals with the ability to show out-of-market games and stuff that went on with DirecTV. Denise, what do you take of this? First off, what's your pleasure, Denise? Are you a college football fan or are you a pro football? Which do you like?
I'm an Oregon Ducks fan, and Oregon Ducks.
How about
just,
that win last night?
Oh,
huh?
My gosh, wasn't that beautiful?
Well, it all depends if you're a Utah fan or not.
Well, yeah. Oh, that's probably true.
Right.
You're
right.
A Utah fan, huh?
No, I'm just saying it all depends. It was all fine.
So you're a Utah fan?
So the. Am I?
Yeah, are you
no.
a Utah fan? Who did they beat? What happened?
Utes. Oregon
they were playing
Ducks
a Pac-12 championship game, and they played, and Utah got their little collective Utah feathers handed to them. Let's put it that way, yes.
Okay, interesting. Well, all right, so have you ever heard the term antitrust?
Sure.
Okay.
What
so
does it mean?
You hear this a lot with the NFL. The NFL has been deemed exempt to a certain extent from the antitrust provisions. Antitrust is a thing that started out when you have an economy that is a capitalist economy like we have, there does have to be a protection in place basically for this. The idea behind a capitalist economy is that the consumer should have a bunch of different options to choose from, and that the consumer gets to choose which option is the best for them. However, if it goes too far, an overly dominant company can do something that would ultimately destroy that option for the consumer. If they get too big, then they buy everybody else out, and now there's no choice for the consumer. If you want this, you have to go with that company. And
so via the monopoly or the Walmart theory in a small town.
Exactly.
Yes.
And historically, we have seen the government come in and break up certain entities. They did it with AT&T way back in the day with telephone companies, and they broke them up so that consumers would have the ability to choose. I want to say they did it with energy at some point in time.
Tried it in California, blew up on our faces, stopped it.
That's, yeah. So they tried that. There was a threat at one time to go after Microsoft because you're so big that nobody else can compete with you. You've heard people raise this with regard to Google and Facebook and Yahoo.
And I think those are still out there.
They're still out there, but the NFL...
And tuna fish, believe it or not. There's also the argument about tuna fish.
Right. Exactly. You know, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. So, but the NFL and pro sports have, by and large, been exempt from antitrust. I mean, if you think about it... You know, there's only 32 teams in the NFL. It's a very select group, and the ability for others to come in. What is the choice options for anybody that wants to watch other types of pro football? We've seen a couple of fledgling football leagues, the XFL. There's another one coming out. I think Vince McMahon used to be with WWE. He started one about 10 years ago. It went defunct. It's coming back.
Yeah, most of them are the LFL, the lousy football league.
Yes.
And we've seen lawsuits between newer teams that are trying to get a piece of this TV pot, right?
That's right. That's right.
And the advertising spot, the sponsorships.
Isn't that how the AFL joined the NFL?
Well, that was just it. Back when there used to be the NFL and the AFL back in the 60s, and they merged. The Raiders came from the AFL. They became part of the NFL.
Patriots, yeah.
And they have this protection that the government is not going to come in and break up the NFL to force competition among other leagues that want to break in. Baseball has the same. Pro sports essentially has these anti-competitive stuff. But the people that broadcast those sports don't have those same protections. And so the question here in this case is going before the Supreme Court is the NFL's agreement with DirecTV and others about the marketing and the ability to play on television out-of-market games across the entire nation, does that violate the antitrust provisions as it relates to the broadcast?
Yeah, the Sherman Antitrust Act,
yes.
Right?
Is that going to violate it as it relates to the people that broadcast the games, not necessarily NFL as a sports entity?
See, DirecTV negotiated a contract with the NFL where you could buy the DirecTV package and you could see any out-of-market game no matter where you were at any time.
I loved it.
I mean, I thought it was great, yeah.
Yeah, well, now they're looking at it, and of course, who's the underlying court here? It's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that made a decision that said that it could be an illegal restraint of competition under the Sherman Antitrust Act. And so now that they did that, the NFL is going to have to appeal.
Yeah, they are. That's what's happened. It's going before the Supreme Court for the Supreme Court to determine whether or not this was an appropriate ruling to see if the NFL's hands are tied. I can tell you as a consumer, somebody who watches NFL games, and you know, people bug me about not going to church, and I keep saying, well, you know, it's hard to be religious and live in the NFC West. So, but I would just say here, it's very frustrating when I want to go tune in and watch TV, and I can't get it because it's an in-market game, but the game didn't sell out in Oakland. So because they couldn't sell enough tickets, I can't go watch it from where I live. That's frustrating. A lot of different rules here. But we'll follow this because this is going to affect your ability to watch the games going down the pike. Denise,
absolutely.
We're at the end of our bottom of the hour. Quickly, what number can people call if they want to get it? It's 855 Law Radio.
Yes, 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
We'll be back after this.
And thanks for tuning on Radio Law Talk, where you are on your favorite radio station, your computer, your iPhone, whatever, through RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. officials investigating the deadly attack by a Saudi aviation student at a naval air station in Florida are continuing to work to determine whether it was motivated by terrorism. An aviation student from Saudi Arabia opened fire in a classroom at the Naval Air Station Pensacola yesterday morning, killing three people. The assault, which prompted a massive law enforcement response and base lockdown, ended when a sheriff's deputy killed the attacker. Eight people were hurt in the attack, including the two deputies. Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott issued a scathing statement calling the shooting an act of terrorism, whether this individual was motivated by radical Islam or was simply medically unstable. Again, this is the second shooting at a naval base this week. A sailor whose submarine was docked at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, opened fire on three civilian employees on Wednesday, killing two before taking his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Stop whining. Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So, Denise, do you like going to stand-up comedy? Do you like stand-up comedy?
Yes.
What about you, Cal? You like stand-up comedy?
Most of the time I find it a little blue for my taste, but I have seen a couple of really good ones. Brian Regan was a particular guy who just cracked me up from start to stop. He was so good.
Look, the guy's in jail now, but Bill Cosby used to say that the hardest kind of comedy to do is the comedy that is clean. Because you're not going for the quick joke to do that. Right, Brian Regan does that is so truly good. Funny.
He's
hilarious.
He's so good. Yeah.
I saw him when he came through locally, but
I saw Martin Shore and Steve Martin.
My wife and I saw them too. They got a little crude a little bit, but still it was very funny.
It was funny. Yeah, they did at the end. It was like
I don't know why they saved all the blue material for the very end, but they did, so anyway.
So when you go to a comedy club,
why are you calling it blue? Why isn't it red?
It's just what they call blue, off, meaning off-color jokes. They're called blue jokes. They always have.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Never heard that phrase?
Never.
On this episode of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by the phrase, you learn something new every day. when you go to a comedy club, you hear what they say, and look, this is endemic to comedy. You know, you've got the people that hear it, and then they think they're funny as the consumer of comedy, and you go back and you're telling the jokes to people, and you're getting it wrong and doing whatever. But that is just, that has been the comedy world. It's what has happened. But Pete Davidson, a Saturday Night Live alumnus, he's still on Saturday Night Live, and he is taking a novel approach to keep people from disseminating the content of his comedy.
A lot of times in the stand-up world,
yes,
comedians are trying out new trying to see how far they can push it. Sometimes they're pushing it so far that it becomes perhaps offensive, right?
The heart goes over the edge sometimes.
That's right. Sometimes it goes over the edge. In fact, you saw different actors that did stand-up comedy that then were charged at being racist, and their careers were impacted.
The Kramer actor on Jerry Seinfeld
perfect,
is an example.
Perfect right. example. Also, the tall guy on Married...
Oh.
Oh my gosh, I can't even
married
remember.
With children,
No, it wasn't Married with Children, but it was he was the brother in Raymond. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh yeah. I know the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, he also had a problem with what some of the things he was just testing and trying out.
And coincidentally enough, because we talked about Pete Davidson in Saturday Night Live, there was a person who was supposed to be a new featured player on Saturday Night Live this year that lost the gig because one of his bits that he was trying out that was on YouTube was thought to be discriminatory towards Asian, and they had an Asian player, and so there was an outcry, and he was taken back. But what is Davidson doing? Pete Davidson. This is the guy who, let's see, he was taken to task about a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, because in his weekend update, he referred to U.S. Representative Dan Crenshaw. He's the congressman who's a former, I think, Navy SEAL, who's got the patch over his eye. That's a freshman member of Congress, and referred to him as looked like somebody out of a low budget porn flick and all that. And it came back, and there's a lot of blowback on Pete Davidson. Well, he's a stand up comic as well. What's he doing, Denise?
Well, he is doing comedy, and he's trying out all of his new thought provoking comedy, I guess.
Yes.
And he has a one-page contract that is he's making everybody sign before they see his show.
So if and I want to go and watch him, I got to sign this contract?
Got to sign this contract. And the one-page contract contains a non-disclosure agreement within it. Now, the interesting thing is he says, if you don't sign this, then we will return your money for the ticket. So he's doing this after the consumers have purchased the tickets, but at the show. And so it's a work in progress kind of an argument, to where he has rights to all of his work that he's doing, that he's testing it out, that he doesn't want to be disseminated publicly to other things unless he decides himself he's going to disseminate it. It also stifles free speech, because any off-color jokes that he does, if they become offensive or anything like that, people can't talk about him. That's part of this contract. And this contract took me back to law school, which is so funny.
What was it? This is, we call it the take it or leave it, because if you go to the Pete Davidson show, you have no ability to negotiate at all. So it is, okay, you bought the ticket, you've spent your night out, you've planned this evening, and now I'm telling you, you have to agree this or you can't come to the show, which I think people could argue, well,
fine, I won't go.
It's detrimental reliance, though. What if I traveled a long way for this?
Right.
But it's called a contract of adhesion. What does that mean?
Well, it could be a contract of adhesion. That means when you have people that do not have the same level of bargaining power, and somebody takes advantage of somebody else because they're a big player and the other one doesn't have any rights in the transaction. And talk about rights. In this contract, it gives his company, which is called Cowardly Dog, Inc., kind of a cute little thing there, permission to seize and destroy the contents of smartphones or other devices that are snuck into the performance. It also asks for Instagram and Twitter handles in addition to basic contact information so that you can be monitored about what you say and what you do and what you put out there to the public.
How ironic, a marketing tool is now being taken away from the potential comic. But I'd like to make an aside point very quickly, if I may. Forgive me. I believe that the fact that we no longer talk about ethnic differences, cultural differences, and those things in comedy routines is in and of itself a takeaway of a great source of humor and a takeaway of a great source of freedom of speech. As long as you do so in not a mean or appropriate way, and the audience will decide that. I think it's There's some funny stuff out there that we just can't do anymore.
We got to be able to laugh at ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just have to. You,
yeah.
Sometimes you need that in times of really big stress, which our country is under right now.
I would think so.
You need to have the ability to laugh at serious things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at this whole thing that Davidson's doing, and this is my opinion. I found the document. It is, I mean, it's pretty small type. It's an 8.5 by 11 page with a signature block at the bottom. It's got a lot of provisions in here, and I would say two things. First, I could understand if this document were used at a stand-up open mic night.
Yes.
Okay, where you don't know who's going to be performing, you show up and he decides, and that's where a lot of comics try out their new material.
Right.
They hop up, nobody knows there's going to be there, they try out the material, if it works, great, if it doesn't, that's fine as well. I could understand this, but if I am going to a show, the Pete Davidson show, and I know he's the headliner for that, guess what? If I'm going there and you're charging admission for that, you have made it known to the public. You have broadcast this. The fact that you haven't chose to put it on TV yet, you are putting it out there. Now, I think it's perfectly justified to say there no recording of this. You can't bring your cell phones. You can't record it. That's a common provision. Usually can't do that if you go into a movie theater. You can't do that.
Concerts
and stuff like that. Taylor Swift is one that is very aggressive with her team about tracking down folks that have posted things on social media. I was telling Denise, I have a friend of mine who has a YouTube channel. She's got about 50,000 followers. She does crafts and stuff like that. Went to the Taylor Swift concert down in San Jose. Posted on her YouTube channel, I'm here, Taylor Swift. You see her, you know, 200 yards away, a little blip, and you can barely hear the song. She gets a cease and desist from Taylor Swift's legal team. She got notice from YouTube that her account was going to be put on probation until she took the YouTube course on copyright infringement.
Wow.
That she had to take, and they take that stuff seriously. So those protections are there, but a non-disclosure agreement like this that's take it or leave it, where you don't have any ability to negotiate if you are the consumer, I don't think that this is going to be enforceable if he chooses to do it.
Well, parts of it may be enforceable, but parts may be invalidated. Because what the court may do is invalidate the terms that are beyond what a reasonable person would expect in the contract. And the unreasonableness of the scope of the subject matter and the duration here. Because
exactly.
It potentially is the rest of these people's lives.
A court looks at this, and here's a legal term. A court looks at this, they look for terms that are, quote, unconscionable. And if you didn't have any ability to negotiate a contract, whether it's this or any other contract, if you're presented with a take it or leave it, and then a court is going to review it, they are going to review it with an eye towards defending the person that had no negotiating power and against the person that included all the
like
terms.
If you get hit in the face
yes.
with a hockey puck, you're on your own. Isn't that
exactly.
kind of a contract?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, coming up on our final quarter hour after this break, boy, we have blown by here. We got a couple more cases, and then we got quick takes. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Cal, take us out.
Just want to remind you that Radio Law Talk is live 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday. You can listen there live at RadioLawTalk.com or in many cases on your favorite radio station, and we thank you either way.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. That is anecdotal. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Denise, there are certain constants in life. Like, oh, I don't know, football on Sundays, America, apple pie, Chevrolet, and Radio Law Talk episodes where we talk about Harvey Weinstein. What's going on with Mr. W?
Well, we're getting really, really close to trial, so now you're starting to see all your pretrial motions being brought. And Harvey Weinstein had a hard week last week because he had a lot of issues before the court, and he lost most of them. First issue was whether or not the court would order the names of two complaining witnesses to be unsealed, because they are now sealed. Nobody knows who they are. There's speculation, but, and the court said no, declined that request of Weinstein. The second request that also related to witnesses was there's two expert witnesses. The one witness for the prosecution is an expert on sexual assault and rape trauma syndrome, and she is going to be allowed to be to testify over Weinstein's objections. Now, Weinstein also wanted his own expert, and he was granted that expert who can testify as to memory. But he wanted, in addition to that, he wanted her to be able to testify as to sexual interactions and the phenomenon known as voluntary unwanted sex. The court denied that last portion.
That is huge as it comes to his defense, because we talked about this a couple episodes ago, maybe it was a month ago.
We've been talking a lot.
We've been talking a lot about it, but we specifically addressed the memory expert and this idea of voluntary unwanted sex syndrome that she had talked about. And just as a quick refresher, that is the idea that the way I interpreted it was this. Not all cases of, according to the theory, not all cases of a woman engaging in sex with a man where she doesn't necessarily want to do it are rape or are forced situations. There are situations where somebody, well, I'd rather not, but I will, and kind of a situation like that. You know, married couples have this. I'm not in the mood, but let's go ahead. And it wasn't high on my list, but we'll go ahead and do this. And that's kind of the theory that she was going for. Also talking about, I think what she coined as a buyer's remorse idea, where maybe I was into it at the time, but afterwards I felt so bad and didn't want to do it, that all kicks in. And the prosecution objected. They objected to that being let in. That was going to be a centerpiece, I presumed, of the Weinstein defense. And the court says, no, sorry, you can't do it. And the fear that the defense is going to have now is the belief that absent willingly engaging in sex, any other type of intercourse or sexual activity is going to fall under the umbrella of rape. That's the defense's concern, and they didn't necessarily think it was that cut and dry. So,
right. I think it comes down to consent.
It does.
It does come down to this consent. I think that's why the court tried to limit it and not confuse the issue.
It's interesting. We talked about last segment, contracts of adhesion.
Yeah.
The take it or leave it.
Yes.
And I think to a certain extent, that's what the victims are alleging here is they wanted to be actors. They wanted to be in Hollywood. And they are essentially alleging that Weinstein presented them with, I guess what you would call a condition of adhesion, no pun intended, where they said, hey, look, if you want to be in Hollywood, you got to sleep with me. Take it or leave it. That's what they're alleging.
Some of them are alleging rape.
Yeah, some of them are alleging rape, but some are alleging that condition applied and that they felt like they had no choice but to go ahead and comply with that. And, you know, the ability for the Weinstein defense to say, well, they could have just decided not to have a career and not have sex with them, but they wanted to do it. I think the court's going to look at that and that is going to be removed. It's going to be a tougher row to hoe for
Harvey
Weinstein.
Yeah, that defense now is not going to be offered. Weinstein also asked the court to dismiss two counts of predatory sexual assault. He argued that it requires the defendant have committed an underlying crime and had engaged in an aggravating crime. So he's trying to make it more proof on the prosecutor and a little harder for the prosecutors to prove the predatory sexual assault claims.
Yeah, I think one of his arguments there was that the predatory sexual assault component of that element, actually, the evidence to support that element against him occurred before that was a violation of the law. And so this is where he is trying to argue the term is ex post facto.
Facto, yes.
Where you shouldn't be able to be prosecuted for something that happened before it was a violation of law and everybody thought that. Cal, you have a comment?
I was just going to say, I find it interesting that he basically is throwing every piece of pasta on the wall to see if find one that might stick. And in every case so far, the judges have said, that one ain't sticking. Nope, that one's not going to stick. See you down the road, right?
Well, except for as to the experts. He did get part of what he wanted for his own expert.
But isn't it interesting, though?
Yeah.
And arguably, if I'm the prosecutor, I kind of welcome this for this reason. I don't want, after I get a conviction, if I'm a prosecutor, think I'm going to get one. I don't want, after the fact, Weinstein to say, this should be overturned because of ineffective assistance of counsel, because my attorney did not raise these issues.
Right.
So, to a certain extent, you can be upset as a prosecutor, or you can say, this attorney is really helping me ensure the integrity of the conviction after I get what I think I'm going to get.
Right. And Weinstein also sought suppression motions. These are where you try to keep evidence out, and you do that in the beginning. And that evidence was from a search warrant for three email accounts. There were two work and one email. And this is a fun one because what the court determined was that the Weinstein company had a employee handbook, and it said in there that all of the emails were the work product of the company. So they're all work emails, and they're not private. So no individual could raise privacy rights as to those email accounts.
Yeah.
So he lost the suppression motion as well.
Yes, and just to let you know what the suppression motion is, these are challenges primarily under the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment says that no search shall occur except, no arrest shall occur except by probable cause, and searches shall be pursuant to a warrant. And the burden of a warrant, a magistrate or a judge can't issue the warrant unless the judge has probable cause, as stated, to do the search. In order to challenge that, before you even get to whether or not it violated the Constitution, you have to prove and show to the court that you are somebody that had an expectation of privacy in the thing that was searched or seized. So if I'm in my house, I have an expectation of privacy in my house. If it's my car, I have an expectation of privacy in my car. What the court is saying here is, look, this was a search warrant for emails of the Weinstein Company. And because the employee handbook said it's the property of the company, not you, Harvey Weinstein, you don't have an expectation of privacy in it, he loses. And those come in. If he had won, then the emails stay out. But.
Right. And there were two more requests. One was a motion requesting the personnel records of a detective that had been involved. That was denied. And then the court granted the request to inspect the grand jury minutes. So mostly Weinstein lost, but he did have some wins.
The request for the personnel records, some people might wonder, well, why would you want the personnel records of the detective? And the reason why is, in California, we call them pitches motions. And what it is let's say somebody filed a complaint against the police officer for some violation, unlawful use of force, or they had a previous Brady violation where they had failed to disclose evidence or something like that. Those things would be contained in the personnel file. So they're looking to see if there's something in the file that could be used to attack their moral character, the ability to tell the truth. And the court said, nope. So
that's right. And why would you want the grand jury minutes?
Probably for the same reason, just to see what was presented, to see if anything was untoward. But we're at quick takes, aren't we?
We are, ladies and gentlemen. We have less than a minute left, so I'm going to start with you, Mr. Kunin, for your quick take.
Okay, I'm going to combine principles from our Dr. Pepper lawsuit to Pete Davidson in the NFL. I am waiting for the frivolous lawsuit, that's from Dr. Pepper, filed by the NFL, that's the NFL, for prosecuting somebody for talking about the football game, because that's not supposed to happen without the express written consent, and that would be Pete Davidson.
There you go. Denise Dirks, your quick take, please.
My quick take is, if I was Columbo, I would be asking just one more thing. Do you have the legal definition for the key term of the contract? And if so, what is it?
And can you say money, right? Thank you guys for being here. And
thank
thanks you, to
all Cal.
Of you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'll
yeah.
do it for us, Radio Law Talk. Cal, go ahead and take us on out. We'll see you all next week.
Got a deal. Remember, RadioLawTalk.com. We post the shows. You can listen to them again. Comb the archives. Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.